In a culture obsessed with being first, what if your greatest impact came from quietly honoring others instead of promoting yourself? Today's devotional from Romans chapter 12 shows how family style love, brotherly affection, and simple thank yous at work and in public can transform hearts and even the public square. If you're tired of division and hungry for a great awakening in everyday life, listen in and discover how intentional honor can become your daily mission. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a great day. We are in our series, Transformed Living, a Romans 12 Roadmap. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Today's question is simple. Who could you intentionally honor today? Or maybe this week. Who could you intentionally honor this week? So let's think about that as we dive in today. If you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get the word of God out and helps us accomplish our goal. So you say, what is our goal? Our goal is really simple. We want to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Yesterday or last night, I watched that movie, The Great Awakening, and Pastor Whitfield says, are you born again? And he was very intentional in calling people to repentance and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he knew that with working with Benjamin Franklin, that unless a country has that at the core and at the root of their system, nothing else will change. So I encourage you to go see that movie, but also I encourage you to make sure that, most importantly, born again. All right, so let's dive into Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, but cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulations, and devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. All right, so let's break this down. Are you outdoing others with honor? Verse 10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. So let's talk about being devoted to one another. What does that mean? Well, when you dive into that word, we really see that being devoted means to love each other like we're family, to have a tender family love. So I have oftentimes on hospital visits, and it's interesting because as family members come to the hospital, there's a tenderness that can be there if when they truly love each other. There's a practical love for each other. And we are to have that as the body of Christ for one another. And, you know, quite frankly, if people see that love that we have for each other and that respect that we have for each other and that honor that we have for each other, they're going to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that family. And this is not my idea, of course. This is Jesus's idea. He said, that they will desire to be, by our love, they will know that he is the Lord. So we have to love each other. And you say, have to? Yes. And we get to. They're both true. We have a command to love one another, to be devoted to each other. And we have the opportunity to love each other, which is just powerful. So think about that we can interact with a family love. Now, some of you say, well, my family love wasn't very good. You know, it was just horrible. Well, then study the Word of God and get a new definition of family love. You are not a victim of your past. You are not held in constraint because you had a bad experience growing up. Turn to the living God and say, refresh within me a new spirit that I can show family love to my family like never before. And to recognize that we can have a tenderness of being together. So it says, be devoted. So that's what it means. Devoted means family love. Now, number two, to honor one another. And what does it mean to honor? Oh, let me back up. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. What does it mean to have brotherly love? So brotherly love is a shared spiritual experience. Now, think about this. Now, some of you had brothers that you got along with well, and others of you didn't have brothers at all, or maybe you didn't get along with them well. But my brother Casey and I for the most part, we got along really well. We had fun together. We hung out together. We did things together. And so to have a brotherly love is really a shared experience of doing stuff together. And that's what we need to have in the body of Christ, is a shared experience of worshiping together, of praying together, of reading the word together. It is maybe like your small group, or maybe it's like your discipleship group that you're in. And so learn how to, in the public square and in the places around you, to find a brotherly love and kindness for those around you. Now, the reality is, at your workplace or maybe where you go, you might be able to find one or two or three other Christians, and you guys can begin to have this relationship together, that you're intentional about reaching those for Christ that God has entrusted to all y'all, you might say. And so not lagging behind in brotherly love. Give preference to one another. So oftentimes that idea of preference is not looked upon favorably. But when we look at the word give, it means to lean or lead forward. In other words, look ahead, give preference to each other, give this relationship where we're moving the ball down the field together. And so that whole concept of showing honor and respect for each other and giving a little bit of preference to each other, go out of your way to make sure that the brothers and sisters in Christ are taken care of. Go out of your way to make sure that you're out loving. That's not at the neglect of the sinner. I don't mean that at all, and I don't think Paul meant that at all. I think it just means that when we have a tension between two things, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and show preference to each other. Give preference to one another. And it says to do this in honor. So, to esteem or honor each other. How do we do that? How do we actually practically honor what God is doing in others' life? Well, where jealousy is, there's dishonor, because that is when you look at another brother or sister in Christ and you begin to become jealous of their relationship with God, or jealous of their family, or jealous of their workplace, or whatever it might be. So when you have that, it's hard to honor them. But when you begin to rejoice with others' success, when you begin to see what God is doing in someone else's life, when you begin to understand and unpack in your heart the great things God is doing, that brings honor to them. Think about that for a moment. When you begin to notice people, you know, we are around people all the time, whether it is wait staff or someone who's cutting our hair, or someone who's cleaning up our restrooms, or, you know, whatever it might be. We're around people all the time. Do you honor them? Do you go out of your way to say thank you? Thank you so very much. I can tell you, I stop at a lot of rest stops as I go across from Seattle to Spokane and Spokane to Seattle. And I am so thankful for those people who clean up those bathrooms. And I tell them thank you. If I see them, I tell them thank you every time. And so to give that honor to those among us, and to find ways to celebrate what God is doing in someone else's life. Man, what a day that we could have today if we just honored each other in this way, to love God and to love others like never before. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do ask that you go before us in all things. God, as we go into the public square today, God, help us to have a love for each other that is devoted to one another with brotherly love. God, that we would be give preference to each other and honor each other, God. God, let us find people who we can begin to just do this and get things off of ourselves and get on to serving those around us. So today is the day of salvation. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the goodness, mercy, and grace that are new every morning, that your loving kindness is poured out into our hearts. But Lord, let us not be a swamp of storage of those goods. Let us share that same love that you have poured out in our hearts today with those around us. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.